Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Colossians chapter 2, verses 13, 14, 16, and 17. When you were dead in your sins, in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. The laws were the shadow. Jesus is the reality. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Do you like looking at your shadow? Shadows are fun, aren't they? You can use shadows to make animal shapes out of your hands. At just the right angle, you can look like a giant using your shadow. Shadows are created by sunlight or other light shining on an object. If the sun is behind a person, the person's shadow will arrive at a place before they do. The shadow announces the arrival of the person before they get there. In the same way, God once used special festivals, celebrations, and other laws as shadows. They pointed people to deep needs they had of forgiveness, spiritual rescue, and rest. They announced the future arrival of someone who would really provide those very things. Once that someone, Jesus, arrived, these shadows would no longer be necessary. But some people were holding on to these shadows too tightly. They were looking to these laws and traditions to give them what only Jesus could really give. That's why Paul urged the Colossians, "Do not let anyone judge you." He wanted them to speak up about how Jesus is what we really need, not following laws and traditions that are only shadows. So let's look at ourselves. Do we sometimes place too much importance on things like what day we go to church or what we wear to church? Can you tell the difference between what's a shadow and what is really about Jesus? Do we believe and live like we are free from shadows, thanks to Jesus who freed our hearts from sin? Secondly, do we speak up to others who want laws and traditions to be what's important rather than Jesus who is our only focus? Thank God there's more than just shadows. We have Jesus and all He has really done. He's the reason you can honestly say you don't owe God anything. Jesus paid it all. He's the real deal. Believe and live like it. We pray to Jesus, our reality. Dear Jesus, you did what laws, customs, and traditions could not. You paid the debt of sin I owed to God the Father. Help me speak up to others who are caught in the shadows and point them to you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.